The first attempts to transmit data over wireless channels were not so very successful. And that was because many manufacturers thought that if we attach an ordinary telephone modem to a cellular phone, we would have a wireless data link. But few people realized that the problems in the mobile channel were very different from the additive white Gaussian noise channel of typical wireline telephony systems. The effect of fading may cut into packets, may cause bursts of errors, which cannot be corrected by the error correction schemes of ordinary telephone modems. Now, some of the newer digital cellular phone systems can very well handle data streams because their error correction schemes can correct for burst errors, but still it's the question whether circuit switched data services are really what we need. In practice, many data messages are very short and bursty. Think, for instance, of a taxi dispatch operation where messages are very short, on the order of 8 seconds if it is a spoken message, or just one or two lines of text. And packet-switched networks are often much more effective in transferring this type of messages. And at this moment, several mobile packet-switched data networks exist.